Unit 1. Click on to Gap Years. Exercise 2.
Today on Student Hour, our guest is Monica Miller. Monica's here to talk to us about gap years. Monica, most of our listeners will know what a gap year is, but just in case, could you explain?
Yes, of course. In the past, almost everybody went straight from school to university. But now thousands of students make the decision to spend a year doing other things before they start their university course. That's basically what we call a gap year.
What reasons do people have for taking a gap year?
Different people have different reasons. But I suppose that a typical reason is that they've been studying really hard for a long time and they feel that they need a rest from books and exams and assessment. They want fun, excitement, and they want to do things they've never done before.
I see.
But sometimes people just take a gap year because they need money to study, so they spend a year working and saving money. And there are other people who can't decide what course they want to study at university. They decide to spend a year doing other things to help them to decide what course they want to do.
What type of things can you do in your gap year? What are some popular options?
Well, travelling is always a popular choice. There are quite a lot of people who travel around the world in their gap year. Or they go and visit places that are far away, like Australia or New Zealand. Of course, to do this, people usually work at home first to save up enough money. A cheaper option is to travel around Europe, for example, by train.
What about working?
A lot of people do humanitarian work or volunteer work. They do jobs helping other people, maybe in a poor country, or in a place where there's been a natural disaster. They don't usually get any money for it, but they get a place to sleep and they get food.
And languages?
Yes. A lot of people use their gap year as a way to learn or improve a language. They either have lessons or just learn by working and living in the country. And some people do a course to learn how to teach English and make some money by doing that.
OK. You've talked about the students. What do universities think about gap years?
In general, they see them as a positive thing. They know that working and travelling usually help students to become more independent and mature. But it depends, because if you take a gap year and don't do anything, you just sit at home watching TV, that's obviously completely different.
One last question, Monica. Is a gap year always between school and university?
No. Now all kinds of people take gap years. Some people have a year's break between university and their first job. Or sometimes people work for a few years and then they decide to stop and spend a year doing something completely different before they go back and work again.